When it comes to challenging jobs in the Kimberley, community policing, as we know, is right up there. One man who's very familiar with the rewards but also the demands of police work on a remote community is Don Cooper. Senior Constable Cooper worked at Warman for 4 years before heading to Balgo for 5 years. And when he left the community in March, he was feeling pretty upbeat about what he'd achieved. But soon after, he heard of a terrible tragedy at Balgo. And since then, he's been campaigning for more consistent services to tackle suicide. He's been sharing some of his thoughts with ABC's Claire Moody.
With our services in Balgo, there are two people that are employed. One person is employed through Anglicare to council with the under 25s, and the other person is through Barb Health with the over 25s. So that's a general counselling service. We obviously have visiting services as well, but these people are employed to be in the community. Problem is with the under 25s Anglicare service, there's only been someone employed for about 3 months out of the last 2 years, and Barb Health, which used to be a service that was in the community about 5 weeks out of six, so the person would be there for five and leave for a week break, is now a service that's rarely more than a week at a time. So the services themselves are either vacant or have dropped off significantly.
And how does that compare to when you first went to Balgo as a police officer 5 years ago, Don?
Well, when I first basically the service providers, the councillors, lived in the community and they actually stayed there for most of the time. So they spent most of the time in the community with a few breaks at regular intervals.
And how much demand is there for counselling services in Balgo? I mean, we've just recently heard about a terrible tragedy there with an 18-year-old girl.
Yeah. Well, without going specifically into everything with this 18-year-old girl, we need the services in these communities, and you know, along with every other service provider, because there is, with Balgo especially, there has been quite a history of suicides in the past, and the community itself, along with service providers, has done a really great job in stopping that from becoming a regular thing, you know, because there was quite a few people that died in a period of about 2 years, if we're going back to, I think it's about 2012, 2013, maybe a fraction earlier. Mm. So for the 5 years that I was actually there, it was zero. And that was, you know, we think it might be good. It actually accounts for nothing now because, you know, we know the person that passed away and the family, and, you know, we're just devastated just like they are.
I know you can't talk in detail about this person, but can you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, she finished school. Her family are a great family. They work. They really provide leadership as far as the community goes. And this person, when she first started, her first week of work, which was basically straight after she finished school, I remember how she was just so happy to have a wage. It's like one of those things, you know. You see that sort of joy in someone that, you know, they have, and now 12 months later, she's gone.
This tragedy actually happened shortly after you left the community, yeah. Don. What was your reaction when you heard?
Well, the first thing I did was, you know, what I haven't said is my wife has worked at the clinic. This girl was actually trained to take her place after we left. So obviously the people that we were with and my wife worked with at the clinic, they are absolutely devastated. So devastated for the family. First thing I did was get hold of the police that are actually there and see how they were, and then ask them to pass everything on to the family because it's just so devastating.
I mean, what impact do you think this will have had on the community of Balgo?
I know, you know, her family, obviously, the parents there, but her family is spread right through the East Kimberley, from Kununurra to down to Balgo, and there's even family that are in Broome. You know, it's the way, the respect for their family and that is so much in the Kimberley, you know, because a lot of people there, they know who the family is. You just can't say enough for how much it affects. And it's not just this family, it's all the families that are affected by these youth suicides. You just can't do enough. You know, you want to do more to help, and you just can't, you know, we haven't got the people there to even understand why it's happening, let alone stop it.
You've written to a number of people. You've written to Michelle Roberts, the police minister, various Labour and Greens politicians, I understand. Don, what's been your message to them?
My message is that we need to work. And I know that the state government has been working with police and other providers to put a plan in place. But we need also, and I'm going to say it, at this time of election, we need an actual plan to help these people. But to go with that plan, you actually need people, service providers in the communities that can actually deal directly with these people. It's no good throwing money from a distance. You've got to actually get those service providers there. I'm going to declare I don't have any political ambitions and I'm not backing any party. From the federal election, I thought there would have been something more specific to actually address this issue. But what I will say is, if we're going to get service providers to leave their home and come up to the Kimberleys and all these other communities right across the MT and help these people and get the right people, the qualified people up there, we're not doing it now. There's positions that are vacant. What's happening is, if there's a change of government, every service provider that leaves their home, and I'm not talking about investment, and leaves their home is going to be penalised with new taxes go there. So, you know, I've written to, apart from obviously the police minister, I've actually written to several Labor candidates and pointed out that people that are leaving their home to provide the services in these communities are going to be penalised. And I'm talking only about their own home. And this is what I'm trying to explain to these politicians.
So you're talking about Labour's negative gearing policy, Don?
Yeah, because, you know, I know that if someone has it in place today, obviously it's going to continue, but anyone that wants to come up once this policy is put in place is going to be penalised. They're going to be caught up in this net.
How do you feel now that you've left Balgo after 5 years?
I actually felt really good. When I left, I had a painting done by a lot of the artists there, and they were some really lovely people. And I left after 5 years. I was actually really feeling good because, you know, it showed that these people actually, you know, valued what you contributed. You know, it's great experience. Now, if people want to go and they're hesitant about working in communities, go along and enjoy the experience because it really is good. But then when this happens, this suicide, you just feel so frustrated, so devastated for the family. And it's like, you know, you just want to go straight back and give them a hug because you just can't, you know, what can you do?
Don Cooper there speaking to Claire Moody. We have approached Federal Labor for clarification on its negative gearing policy and how it might affect workers working in essential services in remote areas. We've also approached the agencies involved in offering counselling and other support at Balgo. In a statement, Anglicare WA's North West Regional Manager, Karina Cook, confirmed its youth wellbeing worker position had been vacant for 9 months, but said this was due to the difficulty of attracting service professionals to remote roles. Ms. Cook also said that being confident that Anglicare had the appropriate person in the role was a priority. She said that, quote, the youth wellbeing worker, had been living and working within the community since April, providing vital social and emotional support to Balgo's young people. The WA Country Health Service was also contacted for comment. They issued the following statement. It said, quote, the service provides regular specialist mental health in-reach services to the Balgo, Biluna and Mullen areas. This includes acute mental health assessments, case managements and secondary consultation. BOAB Health Services were also contacted for comment.